right, so we're ready to go. Okay, with that, I will call the meeting to order. And we'll start with roll call. Let's see, Commissioner Kadura is absent. Abdullahi absent. Commissioner Priest?
Here.
Busala?
Here.
Paul Schantz absent. Mendez Shannon?
Here.
Harkin?
Here.
Kolash? Here. Mohammed absent. Okay. Do we have a volunteer to read the land acknowledgement?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
We meet today in the community of Iowa City, which now occupies the homelands of Native American nations to whom we owe our commitment and dedication. The area of Iowa City was within the homelands of Iowa, Meskwaki, and Sauk, and because history is complex and time goes far back beyond memory, we also acknowledge the ancient connections of many other indigenous peoples here. The history of broken treaties, forced removal that dispossessed indigenous people of their homelands was and is an act of colonization and genocide that we cannot erase. We implore the Iowa City community to commit to understanding and addressing these injustices as we work toward equity, restoration, and reparations.
Thank you, Mark. Item 3, public comment of items not on the agenda. Do we have anyone wishing to comment tonight? Doesn't look like it. No one online. Number 4, approval of the January 28th, 2025 meeting minutes.
So move.
I'll second.
Motion to approve the minutes from January 28th. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Item 5, update on outreach and engagement by the police department.
Hello, everyone. Trey Hall, Iowa City Police Department Community Outreach. How are we doing?
Pretty good.
Hey, how are you, Trey?
Doing very well. Thank you. Appreciate it. Just a couple of things. First and foremost, particularly from Joshua Dabusu, which I mentioned last time, his entire role is immigrant, refugee, and police relations. He had a couple of things that he wanted me to pass along to you guys, so that way you're aware what we're doing actively to help with that. So he had a presentation at the public library during an English conversation class where he talked about when to call 911. And then he also stresses during those to remind them that we're still educating the community about the police department's role with obviously the times that are right now, reaffirming what the role for the police department is specifically in Iowa City and what they should expect from us. And then he is currently planning a presentation on domestic violence that he's going to be giving at the Broadway Neighborhood Center. The date and time are to be decided still. He's done many of those in the past, and they're well attended. And a lot of times he will present it in the native language because he speaks about 3 different languages. And then usually we'll bring Sergeant Nealon or Kevin when he was still here. To give the police department's side of it, because through the 2 different lenses. On the 20th of February, Sergeant Nealon, as well as Joshua, had a meeting with the Center for Worker Justice, where they explained the differences between ICE and the Iowa City Police Department. And they also talked about the police department's role and how they can partner with some of the educational programs that they have at Center of Worker Justice. On the 24th, which was yesterday, Joshua was supposed to be attending the Refugee Alliance meeting that he attends, but he was sick, so he could not attend that meeting. On the 21st, Sergeant Nealon and Captain Brotherton went over to the Johnson County Attorney's Office and met with a group called Global Ties Iowa. And they brought a bunch of foreign exchange students and faculty from different nations. There was quite an extensive list. And they talked about the roles of the Iowa City Police Department, Johnson County Attorney's Office, and their role in the judicial system. I did not get to attend that meeting, but I heard that it was very informative on both sides, kind of comparing the two between international and local. And then last but not least, I've mentioned a couple times, I'm also on the board of directors for Big Brothers Big Sisters. This past weekend, there was Bull for Kids' Sake at the Colonial Lanes. And the police department raised $754. And all the money that is raised stays in the community towards matches, building relationships, and attending events that otherwise would not be affordable or accessible for the children that live in our community.
Good work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions? Perfect.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you.
I like hearing the names of the officers.
The officers. Yeah. No problem. You guys have a good one.
You too.
Agenda item 6, correspondence. Let's see, the back of the packet, we have a flyer for our Youth Human Rights Awards nominations. Deadline Monday, April 21st. I believe we all got some flyers to pass out there. And then the final item is She Speaks Women's Day, sponsored by Parks and Rec. And this is an upcoming event, and we can probably address this in our upcoming events section here later on, too.
And we did get an email from the community engagement coordinator from the Englert about a collaboration with them. Just wanted to point that out.
Yes.
See if anyone else was interested.
Yeah.
I'll have it in front of you.
It is.
Right. Right. So, you know, we had talked about this a little bit, Know Your Rights panel event for immigrant community. Looks like the Englert is interested in partnering and supporting any event related to that or in support of the immigrant community. Thoughts?
What's your question?
Just any reaction or thoughts on the on the email from the Englert?
He had reached out. He mentioned that I think he was referencing my comment about the collab with Escucha Mi Voz. So I reached out back to him and said if he wanted to have a chat because he's interested, but we don't know how. And it'd be great just to know what does he mean by that? Is it a platform? Is it something more personal, so we know how to understand the engagement request. So.
All right. Great, great.
So is the Englert interested in partnering up, maybe like providing the venue?
No, I don't know. Maybe, but I haven't had a chance to talk with him yet.
I think it's a great idea, and I think the Englert's obviously a very visible venue, and that could lend some weight to any sort of event, and I think invisibility.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. So far, I've noticed events are mostly more like in churches or neighborhoods. Englert is more of a visibility, but I don't know how good or bad that is, depending on who attends, right? So I am. It'd be great to see what is a good outcome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'd be happy to be on that meeting with you.
Yeah. Same.
List. Okay.
And I think just thinking through that, I think you're right with some of the kind of the concerns of the immigrant community and in a big event. I think it would also be good. I'm just speaking personally as well, and I think that there would be a pretty broad interest in an allyship side of that event. How are those of us who are aren't immigrants and aren't in that danger, how can we help?
Yes.
I did reach out to Joshua from the police department, the community outreach. I think we're hoping to meet next week, because I know what happens too is misinformation in the community. And it'd be great to merge those, two goals.
Great. Looking forward to hearing more about that. Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to item 7, follow up on the funding request from the Iowa City Foreign Relations Council. And looks like this starts on page 9 of our packet. Quite a bit of information from Peter in relation to what the program is they're requesting funding for. So give everyone a second to kind of read through that quickly and then open up for any discussion.
To get it on the floor, I'd make a motion that we approve the request.
Okay.
With the additional information, I'll second that motion. And that was the $250.
Just the
$250, right, yeah. Any questions or discussion?
I don't think we've spent any of the money yet this year, have we, of the $2,000?
I don't think we have.
I kind of think there was an event in the fall. But
I think there was something in the fall.
Oh, yeah, it's fiscal year. I forget.
Okay. Yeah, but having said that, I can only think it was one thing.
Yeah. All right. Seeing no further discussion, we have a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Funding request for the Iowa City Foreign Relations Council is approved. Item number 8, a new funding request, this one from Film Scene.
That is also $250.
Also in the packet, also $250. This is for the Iowa Disability Film Festival.
Again, to get it on the floor, make a motion, we approve it.
Mark?
I would second that one as well. Looks like they have quite a lot of support.
Second annual presenting award-winning films.
This is one of those things where it's a joy to be in that number supporting this.
Mm-hmm. And I assume the commission would be credited with these
Correct.
Others as a sponsor.
Well, kind of silently asking for more.
Right, but...
But they asked to...
I know. We are, and I think we are, yeah, I think that's our maximum that we can get. It's $250, so, yeah. Okay, if there isn't any other discussion, then we have a motion to approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, funding request to Film Scene is approved. Moving on to item number 9, this is a recommendation from the Human Rights Commission to the City Council for a resolution on All Are Welcome.
I want to just speak to that a little bit, and, so I'll make the motion that Human Rights Commission refer the All Are Welcome recommendation to the City Council for adoption. I sent out to you the what the county had already approved, and I'd worked with the county attorney and the county supervisor so they could do that. So we really pared it down. It was a little more aggressive. And I know it made the city council, city manager anxious. I think that this is really very accessible. I wanted to mention that if you look at the two resolves, we recognize our responsibility to foster a community that actively works towards inclusivity, equity, and the protection of rights of all, even as we acknowledge the ongoing nature of this work. and encourage other businesses to adopt this. And I want to, I maybe brought to your attention that New Song Episcopal and Gloria Day Lutheran already have developed all our welcome statements. I wanted to make sure you understood that this is, this resolution is related to the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. So what the resolution is about is we protect people's rights, and people are not allowed then to discriminate based on religion. So we're resisting the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, even though it's been approved by the legislature and signed by the governor.
You say the city manager was resistant?
No, no. Early on, so that's why we removed the last resolve.
Okay.
Which was really aggressive.
Okay.
Trying to tell police officers and county officers how they should do their job.
Okay.
Said, no, you didn't get to do that. I think if the second to the last whereas on the front page, no person should be allowed to use religion, religious freedom, or any other reason for justification to discriminate against another person based on color, creed, gender identity, marital status, national origin, disability, race, religion, sex, sexual orientation, reproductive status, violence, survivor status. It's, I think that encapsulates.
Okay. And this already has been approved by the county.
Yeah, the county has adopted it. So yeah. It's not just approved, it was adopted. That was December 5th.
And we...
So you're not adopting it, you're asking the city council.
We're asking the city council to have a...
put it on their agenda.
Resolution.
Adopted as a resolution.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the resolution is to send the resolution. I know that the city council decides their agenda, and
yes.
We don't.
Yeah.
So we can ask them to put it on their agenda, and I will, mm-hmm. if we approve this. And then we'll wait and see.
I like it.
Did we need a second on that?
Well, we need a motion.
We have a motion on the floor. We don't have a second yet. I just want to say, Mark, thank you for all your work on this. I liked the first version because I think the purpose of a resolution is to say, like, you know, that we're going to do something, and we're not going to cooperate with federal officials that are raiding our community.
This is a state thing.
But I like it. And I think it
describes the culture that we intend.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You say we have a motion on the floor?
Yeah, Mark.
But you didn't. I need a second.
To bring this up, but we need a second.
Your motion?
I did.
Yes.
Okay. Second.
All right. Second.
I do have a comment, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
So then what is the goal of a resolution like this?
This resolution is to send it on to the city council so they'll adopt this resolution. It's a matter of this is how we roll.
This is how do we do business in the city.
And so that's why it also refers to businesses, religious groups, other groups. The county, and I think I brought it with me, the county... encourages
municipality to adopt it.
Yeah, to begin being a discrimination-free community, we recognize our responsibility to foster communities that actively work toward this, and that they acknowledge that it's the ongoing nature of it, and that's also in this resolution that we continue to work at this.
And is it posted anywhere, or?
But what the county did,
mm-hmm.
I'll have to ask.
So then, at this point, the council will vote on it if it will adopt it as a resolution.
Our resolution is to ask the council to adopt it.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Then no, I think the other point though is it posted anywhere? And I'll pursue that with the county supervisors.
Because it's good to adopt it, but Are we just adopting it and putting it in a book somewhere?
Right. It's informative.
Nobody reads it, and nobody ever...
We learned a long time ago, talk is cheap.
Yes, but that's also, I mean, that's the nature of a resolution.
Yeah,
correct.
Like, even though we, you know, we can't pass laws or things like that, we can say...
We have a resolution.
This is the culture. Our this resolve. Is...
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You still need a second?
No. Emily seconded there. Right. So we have a motion to approve the resolution and
recommend it
to City Council. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mark.
I hope the City Council seriously considers and does bring it to their agenda.
I have some councilors that have my attention.
Good. Mm-hmm. And let us know if they put in an agenda, which meeting it is, so we can all come.
Yes.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And do a public comment.
By the way,
absolutely.
Because of the recent election, you know, you start paying attention more and more to what the City Council does. That's just amazing, the stuff that crosses their desks. And they all have full-time jobs.
Wow.
Oh, my.
Yeah. They do. Yeah. And sometimes the council feels like more than a full-time job.
Yeah.
Not to be a part-time job.
Agenda item number 10, the human rights grant. Application period open from March 1st to April 1st.
Yeah, so we'll do a news release on Friday, and it will be live March 1st at 12 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Excellent. Okay.
And some of the, I did have to, there was something in there about recipients who had received it twice, but because of the change, I took that language out of it because technically that to me, So there might be just little things, but I try to keep to the spirit of what you guys had talked about back in November.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Agenda item 11, upcoming Save the Dates. We have Night of 1,000 Dinners on March 6th. She Speaks on March 8th. That is the flyer that's at the back of our packet that we looked at in correspondence there. Youth Awards, May 22nd. We have the flyer for that to encourage nominations. Juneteenth is on June 20th. Iowa City Pride, June 21st.
Look back to back.
Back to back. Always a fun weekend. Exhausting weekend.
Is that two parades?
No, just one parade.
Juneteenth, Pride has the parade. Juneteenth doesn't have a parade. It's just
a festival. Okay.
And then our Human Rights Awards breakfast on October 22nd.
Gosh, time is going by real fast.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's
So should we identify what we're going to be at?
I think it's too early for that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It probably is a little early for some of these.
I'm going to show up for the Youth Awards.
That's the Youth Awards and the Human Rights Awards. We have to be there. That's
we have no
part
choice.
Of it. Yeah.
We're partners with the awards.
I mean, last year, you and I did the booth at Juneteenth.
Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. We can do that again.
That's all I
Right.
And Liz did the pride.
And pride.
Yeah.
And she picked up the stuff in my house.
Ooh, that's awesome.
I got it. You got the wagon.
We'll talk about who's going to staff those booths for the summer ones, probably, you know, at April or May meeting.
Yes.
Mm. I'm just going to blame the Tylenol sinus.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's fine.
We know Stephanie's going to get
the I love it.
Stephanie's going to get the swag. Mm-hmm. We'll always have the best swag.
Yes.
So wear swag.
All right. Item 12, vote on adding the Human Rights Commission as a signatory on a civil and human rights commissioner's letter in opposition to HSB 242.
Yes.
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 All right.
No more individual signature. We're signing it
as the commission.
Yes. Yes.
Yep. Okay. So we will sign as Iowa City Human Rights Commission and then all of our commissioners' names underneath.
Yes.
Perfect.
Hey, do we have a
twice, three times, four times, five times?
So, all right. Before that, can we speak for those who aren't here?
We have a quorum. Yeah. Speak as a commission.
And there's a majority, even if somebody voted in the negative, as long as a majority passed it, it still passes.
Okay, thank you.
You know, the city of Iowa City spoke on that. And our mayor went to Des Moines.
Yep.
To represent the city council, so
and time is of essence. So
we're trying.
It is.
And emails are going out tonight.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. Yeah, and I will add it.
And those days is in order to show up to the Capitol. So
yes, I believe is it Thursday.
Thursday is the mass crowd, and Wednesday is the small testimony.
Right.
So.
Great. Well, if anyone is interested Thursday, I haven't checked my work schedule, but I would be interested in...
What time?
Carpool. I believe it's 9:30 is what I read today, but I haven't had a chance to really dig in. 9:30 is the hearing? Yeah. So we can be in touch on that in the next couple of days.
Is there a Human Rights Commission helicopter? I'm just curious.
That would be nice, right?
That would be cool.
Yeah. Like, we'll grab the city's private jet. Yeah. We'll just,
pull a banner behind it.
All right. So, do we have an official? We had Mark. Did you move to sign? Did we have an official?
I've moved enough.
We second. Okay. All in favor of signing the letter from human rights commissions across the state.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. We pass unanimously.
Second, because it sounded like everybody did.
I think everyone did. Yeah. It was a very emphatic.
Okay. That's what just
yes. All right. Which brings us to item 13, commissioner and staff reports. It is faster than I expected tonight, too. Because you're all amazing people and just said absolutely yes to the letter like that. Like, okay. This item includes an opportunity for very brief updates from staff and commissioners. Commissioners, as a reminder, cannot engage in discussion on any reports. Stephanie will start with a staff report.
I think there's like a Ramadan celebration dinner on your next meeting date, March 25th. I'm going to confirm that, but if that's the case, there might be a doodle to send out to try to pick another date for March.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then if it looks like we're going to have all the members, then I'll also put the vote on the March agenda, too. I was waiting so that everybody's here. So...
Okay. Did you say the vote?
For chair and vice chair.
Okay.
Technically, I'm getting a couple bonus months here, so yeah.
You can keep on
that's
going.
That's what I was
going
to say. You can just keep serving.
If you'll have
that's at the commission's discretion. But if you want
to, we're not going to bring it up. I don't know why she brought it up.
Anyway, all right. Anyone want to go first with their updates tonight?
Mark.
Yeah, I can kind of go backwards, but through it. I made this list, and I got to speak a eulogy for Mai Yang, who was a Laotian refugee. I lived in Pella, served as their pastor. I buried her husband, her daughter, her son, and now her. She died of cancer. Everybody else died of gunshot wounds. But it was so well attended. The place was packed. There's some other things on my list. You don't need to know the movies I watched. I went to Hampshire and heard Emmanuel Ax and Anthony McGill. And they played a very interesting piece that's new that Anthony brought. He's a clarinetist. And they referenced, I don't read the Bible to you very often, but it was based on Habakkuk 1. Oh, Lord, how long shall I cry for help and you'll not listen? Why do you make me see wrongdoing and look at trouble? Destruction and violence are before me. Strife and contention arise. So the law becomes slack. Justice never prevails. The wicked surround the righteous. Therefore, judgment comes forth perverted. It's like, so I'm listening to this clarinet music, and it was just a real extraordinary experience that I could experience a kind of human rights a reality. Sorry, Anthony McGill is black, which brought all the more power to it. I was at the ICE office in Cedar Rapids on February 5th. That was a very powerful and meaningful experience for me. It was also bitter, bitter cold. I was at the webinar Zoom with Anna on Anna Julia Cooper, The Courageous Revolt Against Jim Crow. Did some of you get that book also, or am I the Lone Ranger? It's a hard read because it's a big book in tiny print. But I asked the moderator or the compiler of the book what we should get out of this. And particularly, she said how important it is for education and to show up. You know, Anna Julia Cooper was a 19th century teacher. She was the fifth black woman to have a PhD. And so she brought this confrontation reality to what our culture has done to women and to blacks. And it was, I'm just glad I read the book. It's a lots and lots of little essays, but the opening one was very large. I got to tour Dream City with Fred Newell. What a marvelous thing that we have in our town, and anything I can do to support that. I try to keep my bishop current, and that's funny, that's her last name. but particularly when I read the NAACP statement against the Patriot Front march in downtown Des Moines. Did I send that to you? So maybe it can be distributed to the commissioners?
Yeah.
I've been busy. You don't need to know all the other stuff. Mark, you read the Bible? Yeah, I did.
Well, thank you for all you do, Mark. I'm going to skip, actually. It's just been heavy.
We got an hour to go. You could talk.
No.
I'll go. I had a chance. So there's a lot going on in the university space, but also across the country in terms of DEI, illegal DEI. And it's also a journey because the work, it feels that the values of folks who have worked so hard to, let's say, have a seat at the table feel sort of, once again, having to fight to be present, to be able to exist in a way that we are seen. So in thinking on those terms, I was able to attend a workshop. And the workshop was from the community, the house of, and I will say it as best as I can, Dochlisi. This is a woman-owned shop on Kirkwood. Native American. It's really an incredible, incredible shop. Well, she received a grant, and she is offering a workshop for women to feel empowered and valued and seen. And it was an incredible experience. So I feel like there's a thirst in our community that comes out of the fear that we are experiencing, and that thirst is powerful to the will to organize and to be present is something that I'm interested in being a part of. So that's all I have.
I've been in New York City for most of February for work. A couple things on that. One, reading about the Patriot Front in Des Moines was shocking, and seeing those pictures in our capital city. I last night actually attended Cabaret. If you're not familiar with the show, it is about Berlin in the 1930s. And the first act is a nightclub of fun, live and let live, be yourself. The second act is brown shirts, drab costumes. This is what fascism has done to Berlin. If you haven't seen the show, there's an Academy Award winning movie version of it. It's a fantastic show. But it is striking in the parallels and some of the things that we see going on. Sunday, I had a day off finally, which after my February sound was nice. I went to the Stonewall Inn in New York City, and just to be there, knowing that what was happening back here and the votes that were coming up this week in Des Moines, was very powerful. I sat at the bar and watched the Iowa women's basketball game on my phone, and just being there and thinking of the history that happened there, and knowing that the LGBTQ rights movement started in that spot, and it was transgender women of color who started that, who finally stood up and said, no, like we will not be treated this way. We are humans. We deserve to be treated equally in this country with everyone. And the one in the last time I was at Stonewall, they didn't have the National Monument Center. And now there's a beautiful visitor center next door, for the, part of the National Park Service. And there was a quote that caught my eye from Marsha P. Johnson, who was one of those transgender women who, is often credited with throwing the first brick. And the quote is, "There's no pride for some of us without liberation for all of us." And, I know we automatically think pride as in, the LGBTQ community and that, but I think we look at it as, especially as I'm sitting there in New York and knowing what's happening back here and, wanting to be proud to be an Iowan. But there is no pride in that if not everyone in Iowa is free, and that liberation doesn't happen for all. When we legalize discrimination against any group, it harms all of us as a society. And in Iowa, we claim to prize our liberties and stand up to maintain our rights. And what's happening in Des Moines is concerning to all of us, I think. And I know, obviously, since the emphatic approval of the letter tonight that we signed on to. But just, those were things that hit me this week, and just because of circumstance where I, where I was, and just sitting there in the Stonewall Inn and thinking about the progress that we've made, but the danger and the how tenuous that is. So that's all from me.
Yep. I'm the last one, I think. I was able to attend the Lunar New Year on February 2nd on the behalf of the Human Rights Commission. It was a really, really fun event. There was a bunch of dancing and singing and different kinds of performances. A little bit of a cheerful note. The local community school children who couldn't be more than 5 years old sang a couple songs dressed as snakes.
Yes.
It was very sweet. Little dragons. I think they were snakes. It's the year of the snake.
Oh, the year of the snake.
Yeah.
They were really cute.
Last year was the year of the monkey, I believe. So,
yeah, that's a fun event.
It's always a fun event.
All right. Our next meeting, March 25th. Stephanie will be in contact with a possible reschedule due to a conflict with Ramadan. So keep an eye out for that. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
I had a question before.
Oh, go ahead.
Stephanie, some years ago, Henry Harper took trips to the South.
Yes.
To acquaint young people about what was went on down there.
Yeah.
Is there any chance that we could redo that? Maybe not Henry, but if we could get his itinerary.
I think there's a group that still does that trip.
Oh, okay.
Similar.
Good.
Talk to Fred.
Fred Newell?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think there's a group that still does that trip. You can tag along. You can still sign up. Talk to Fred.
Mm-hmm. Motion to adjourn?
I so move, Mr. Chair.
All right. Second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you, everyone.